News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump's administration says it will partially fund SNAP after a pair of judges' rulings required it to keep the food aid program running. It's not clear how much beneficiaries will receive or when they'll see funds in their debit cards. And this government shutdown could be a record breaker. AP correspondent Mike Hempen has more.
The government shutdown is now in its 34th day, and it appears likely to become the longest in history. Millions of people stand to lose food aid benefits, healthcare subsidies are set to expire, and there are few real talks between the parties over how to end it. Speaking to reporters Sunday, President Trump said the Democrats will determine how long the shutdown will last.
We have voted 14 times to open the country. And they vote to keep it closed. All they have to do is vote to open the country. And we only need five Democrats.
In an earlier interview with CBS's 60 Minutes, Trump said he won't be extorted by Democrats who are demanding negotiations to extend the expiring Affordable Care Act subsidies. Trump predicted Democrats will capitulate to Republicans. Mike Hemp in Washington.
The head of the Food and Drug Administration's Drug Center has resigned after federal officials began reviewing serious concerns about his personal conduct, according to a government spokesperson. Dr. George Tidmarsh was placed on leave Friday and stepped down on Sunday. His resignation came the same day a drug maker filed a lawsuit alleging he'd made false and defamatory statements during his time at the FDA. A Harvard Medical School building has reopened while authorities continue investigating a weekend explosion that they say was intentionally set off. An officer responding to a fire alarm early Saturday morning saw two people running from the Goldenson building. Police say no additional devices were found during a sweep of the building, and no one was injured. This is AP News. Rescuers worked to reach a worker trapped in a medieval tower that partially collapsed in the heart of Rome.
Witnesses describe the moment the tower in the heart of Italy's capital, near the famous Roman Forum ruins, partially collapsed during work to renovate the structure, with another worker critically injured. Romano Cresciani saw the building initially crumble, while Florian Sadiki, a tourist from Germany, says it collapsed a second time a while later.
We just sat outside, we're watching at the building, and it suddenly collapsed again, because this was the second time, and I don't think they were expecting something more.
Firefighters face a complex task as the structure continues to give way as they try to get near the trapped worker through a first floor window. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More information at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.